she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accompanied federal agents on enforcement operations in New York City. There's been a surge of operation across the country, and ICE Field Director Garrett Ripa tells ABC the first priority are people with criminal records.
But as we go through those lists, individuals primarily with final orders of removal, perhaps that don't have criminal records, I would say those would be the next priorities that we'll go after.
The White House Budget Office has ordered federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect that program might conflict with President Trump's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are not affected. Today, the Senate could vote to confirm Sean Duffy as the Secretary of Transportation. And there's been a settlement in one of the most high-profile transportation disasters of the last few years. Norfolk Southern's going to pay East Palestine, Ohio, $22 million for all claims related to the train derailment. This is ABC News. More people are buying new homes. The Commerce Department says sales of new single-family homes jumped unexpectedly last month, up by 3.6%. In Southern California, 3 weeks since the wind-whipped Palisades fire erupted in Los Angeles, and now the people forced from their homes by the flames are being allowed back to see what, if anything, is left.
For the first time since the Palisades fire started, and days after President Trump visited, insisting everybody be allowed to go home, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announcing all evacuees can return.
Today is really about focusing on the recovery and getting people back home.
The neighborhoods are only open to residents, and from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., some areas require a police escort to get in. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A freight train carrying tons of soybeans jumped the tracks outside Portsmouth, Ohio, near the Kentucky border. Experts say the cold made the rails brittle. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
The grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants to cut Democrats out of the confirmation process for President Donald Trump's cabinet picks. Speaking on WISN-TV's Up Front Sunday, Johnson said Democrats are dragging their heels and that Republican leadership should move to using recess appointments. Wisconsin Democrat U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's ready to work with Republicans. During a town hall video conference on Monday with constituents in southwest Wisconsin, Baldwin said she looks forward to meeting with Republican colleagues as her office schedules those meetings with them. And new data from the Wisconsin Cancer Collaborative shows lung cancer rates in the state are declining. The report says declining smoking rates, effective tobacco control policies and regulations, earlier diagnosis and improved treatments are factors contributing to the decline. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from...
We can be twinsies!
To...
How was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids. Control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and mild today, but it still will be breezy. Highs in the lower 40s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. We'll keep that breeze around tonight, mostly cloudy and mild with lows in the mid-20s. Not as warm on Wednesday, but still a decent day, highs in the mid-30s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A long, long way. I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle work for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady. Take me away.
Talking trash about my best friend. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dolly Parton and a whole host of friends with silver threads and golden needles here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 20s. Could see 40s today. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, we'll be talking with Cassandra Kubel. Had a chance to talk with her during the Dairy Strong Conference recently. Policies that could affect the dairy industry here in 2025. We're going to chat with Cassandra about that here coming up this hour. Later on this morning, we continue our spotlight on Burnside Dairy, owned by the Weisenbeck family. We'll continue our spotlight with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And today, Paul's joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about how the farm takes care of the cows. That'll be at about 9:10 this morning. Later on tonight, high school basketball, boys basketball. Oh, it's time to go on the road. As we'll have Durand, Arkansas at Stanley Boyd with the Advent Health Panther preview at about 7 o'clock, tip-off at 7:15. We'll have that game on our streaming video service as well at our website. That's compliments of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And we'll also have the game on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel. Now, for those of you looking for the girls' game, the girls are hosting Plum City Elmwood tonight. The girls' game will be on the Durand, Arkansas School District's Huddle channel. And it will also be on NTEC Channel 99. When I go on the road and there's a road game, the home game is always on NTEC Channel 99. And because I'm on the road, we'll have it on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel, our streaming video service at our website, and also, of course, as always, on the radio. And tonight we'll be at Stanley Boyd. And again, coverage beginning at 7 o'clock. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Recognizing the signs of labor trafficking, our topic on this Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, and from a recent PDP Dairy Signal, Mariana Rodriguez, Latino Resources Director of UMOS, that's United Migrant Opportunity Services, shares with us some of the signs of labor trafficking on the dairy farm.
I've interacted with dairy farmers, and they have workers who are respected. They really take great care of their workers. Their whole mission is to have a dairy farm raising animals cared for, protected, and healthy for our food supply. But in that sense, too, they also take care of their workers. You know, the dynamics in that, it looks really wonderful. But it's the employer that takes responsibility for their employees. And I think that what happens with a lot of our work visas, our guest workers program visas, such as the TN visas or the J1s or the H2B visas, H2A visas, these are all the visas in which foreign workers can legally come into this country, is that some are regulated and some are not regulated. So you have the H2A visa that is very much regulated. However, H2B, the TN visas, the J1 visas, the J1B visas, unregulated visas. So the business of recruiting workers is another layer in which recruiters and contractors are making millions of dollars in this industry, because farms depend on people to help recruit those workers from other countries. So the exploitation and the fraud and the abuse of workers, of the trafficking of workers, often starts to play out at the process of recruiting these workers when they're coming in. When these contractors are going into Mexico and these countries to recruit workers, that's when they start to promise an amazing opportunity. And when they start to force the worker to start putting money into that recruitment. And so we see that the contractors are absolutely exploiting workers in that sense. These visas who are highly unregulated, we have to ask our farmers, who are you doing business with? when you were talking about hiring recruiters and using recruiters to bring workers. Who are we working with? Are we working with recruiters who have a history of abusing workers, exploiting workers? How do we play into that? How do we become much more aware of making sure if this industry is going to rely on others to recruit the workers, how are our farmers taking on more responsibility to learn about these visas, to learn about the process, to learn about the contractors, and to interact with the workers?
Comments from Mariana Rodriguez, Latino Resources Director of UMOS, that's United Migrant Opportunity Services, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal. And Mariana has seen a lot through her more than two decades on the job.
We had a large-scale trafficking case a few years ago in an agricultural farm in Wisconsin. The labor trafficking cases that we're seeing, before it was really difficult for us to get into some of these dairy farms. And it all goes down to how they're being housed. And so when we go in to find out, why are they being housed in this way? We start to interview and ask and screen for other factors that may result to trafficking. And so there's much that we have to do. And again, there's been some amazing dairy farmers and owners that really have done a great deal and are doing a great deal at protecting their workers. And then there's others that have not. So the biggest myth that we have here is that all foreign workers are undocumented workers. And we need to change that mindset, because a lot of our industry are requiring, they're asking for these foreign workers. They are recruiting these workers to come into the United States. So this guest workers program is amazing for our country. It's amazing for our industries, but it is the perfect grounds to exploit the worker because of how it controls the worker. It is, you're tied to that worker and that employer.
Mariana Rodriguez, Latino Resources Director of UMOS, that stands for United Migrant Opportunity Services, and that was from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can go back to and listen to in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday here on Dairy Radio Now.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours, so it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you just done to me. Well, now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy, because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right.
since you did what you done to me. I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, George Strait and Heartland here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 21 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, February milk down 8 to 1987, March down 13 to 1946, April and May steady, April at 1946, May at 1943. Cheese markets yesterday were higher, barrels up 2 to 184, 40-pound blocks up 3 and 3 quarters to 187, 4 trade a barrel, 9 trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 253. Five trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 134 and three quarters. No trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 69 and three quarters. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets should see some further support today. They were on a roller coaster yesterday with a strong early trade giving away to weakness before returning to a nice close. Now, hogs posted triple-digit gains fueled by trader optimism for consumer demand. And cattle are called mixed, while hogs are called mostly higher on the day. February live cattle opened the day at 205.67, April 203.82, June at 198.20. January feeder cattle open at 279.72, March 275.25, April to 74.42. February hogs open at 83.05, April 89.87, May at 94.40. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher. The trade continues to assess the South American weather and also the potential tariffs that have been threatened against Canada, Mexico, China, and even Colombia. March corn this morning up 2 to 484, May up 1 and 3 quarters to 494, July up 2 to 495 and 3 quarters, new crop up a quarter to 458 and a half. March beans up 1 to 1046, May up 1 and a half to 1060, July up 1 and 3 quarters to 1072, new crop up 2 to 1045 and a quarter. March soybean meal down 20 cents to 300.60, March soybean oil up 35 cents to 45.35. Chicago wheat, March up 3.5 to 539, May up 2.5 to 552 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, March up 2.5 to 588 and a quarter, May up 2.25 to 599. Energy markets this morning are higher. March crude oil up 49 cents to 73.66, April up 41 cents to 72.91, February and March gas both up 2 cents, February 204, March at 207. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn, 432. February and March, 432. New crop, 398. Cash and February and March beans all at 960, while new crop at 953. Big River Resources, Boyceville. Cash corn, 437. February, 439. March, 442. And new crop, 408 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and February corn, 449, April 454, new crop, 409, Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn, 427, new crop, 408, cash beans, 965, new crop, 968. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, 434, new crop, 408, cash beans, 960, new crop, 953. Red Wing Grains, March corn 455, April 462, May 464, new crop at 419. March beans 1010, April 1018, May 1020, new crop 985. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and February corn 430, new crop 4 even, cash and February beans 9 markets from Equity, beef fed cap 971. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 192 to 217, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 190, market cows 102 to 132, bulls 135 to 162, calves 350 to 980, beef steers 267 to 440, Holstein steers 187 to 392. Sheep markets, market lambs 325 and down, light lambs 400 and down, ewes 305 and down, rams 320 and down, goat markets, does and bucks 415 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text FRESH to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text FRESH to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text FRESH to 200-300. That's FRESH to 200-300. FRESH to 200-300. 200-300.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage. Flying booze and talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you."
When Lady Luck finally flows my way, she'll
You put the wind in my sails and I'll be gone.
It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind up where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. Off to find myself once again in Puerto no one knows when my ship comes in. Maybe I'm only dreaming, but it sure seems real. Somehow the wind doesn't chill quite to the bone. Or could it just be the fever? I'm running on an uneven keel, not losing sight of why I'm up here alone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind up where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in where no one knows. When my ship comes in, where no one knows. When my ship comes in. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Where no one knows. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. When my ship comes in.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Heaven's just a sin away, oh, oh, just a sin away. I can't wait another day, I think I'm giving in. How I'd love to hold you tight, oh,
I know that it's all wrong. You're right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Cassandra Kubal. She's vice president with the Tory Advisory Group out in Washington. She was one of the presenters at the Dairy Strong Conference talking about the impacts of the federal policies, at least some of these new policies, here on the Midwest. And thank you to our sponsors, including Amplify Health, Mondovi, Synergy Co-op, the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Cassandra, thanks for joining us. Well, we recorded this just a few days before the inauguration, and so first 100 days, we could be seeing a lot of things that could be affecting dairy farmers and really farmers in general here in the upper Midwest.
Yeah, that is certainly what we're on the watch out for. So January 20th, Inauguration Day, we are expecting President-elect Trump, once he is sworn in, to pass a number of executive orders. Now, those are not something that's going to change everything overnight, but those executive orders are going to start that process for going to the agencies and giving them direction on those issues. So one of those hot topics, such as border, how do we deal with border security, how we deal with illegal immigration, we will likely see that as the blueprint for how they're going to tackle that, and that will give us a sense of what to expect back to farm country and what it might mean for rural workforce in that sense. So that is one example. We also expect EOs that are going to cover some of the economic elements, and includes trade and tariffs. He has come out back in end of November declaring that he intends to put tariffs on some of our biggest trading partners, especially for the dairy industry, Mexico, Canada, and China. So that could have a major impact there. But again, none of this will be done immediately overnight. This will be something we are feeling along the way. So as we watch how this unfolds, we'll be, from those of us who work in D.C. and work with our members of Congress, we'll be letting them understand how this may impact farm country and what we need to do to ensure that our voices are being heard in what we might need to have changed or modified or just pull back on, and maybe not take that direction immediately.
Again, talking with Cassandra Kubal, Vice President, Tory Advisory Group. So we'll start with tariffs first, because that seems to be the one that everyone's been talking about, because there could be some very big ramifications for the farming and for agriculture. So the president goes ahead with these executive orders that he said. Okay, how can Congress, can Congress do anything to say, wait a minute, that's a bridge too far?
They certainly can. Congress has the pen and ability to do that. Now, do they have the will, or do they have the numbers to be able to stop them in the tracks? That's up for debate at this moment. In discussions I've had on Capitol Hill, is, you know, just sharing concerns of like, well, if we start to try to go at it for another trade war, that's going to have an impact. We've seen that. There's been studies on how tit-for-tat trade war between U.S. and China affected ag country. And what I've been hearing back is we first got to have an understanding of really the intent of what the plan is to go forward with tariffs, and then we'll certainly share what we know is important for our industry, you know, across ag country up to the White House. They do have the capability to put out legislation too. There's House Democrats recently, in the last 24 hours, put out a piece of legislation that would pull away the capability of a president to use tariffs under a National Emergency Act, for instance. That didn't have any Republican co-sponsors. They're hoping to get some, but those are some examples that we're starting to see start to come to fruition, just with the potential of some type of threat or effort take place on the trade side.
Talking with Cassandra Kubal, Vice President with the Tory Advisory Group, as we talk a little bit about policy and how it could affect farmers here in the upper Midwest. So similarly with immigration, that's another area where the president can have these executive orders. We've been dealing with immigration forever. I mean, is there any hope here that we're going to actually come to some type of an agreement that could work?
So immigration, that has a lot of layers, right? And that's where we see, from talking about just basic border security and needs there to stop illegal immigration from happening right at the border, to then also how do you handle illegal immigration once it crosses the border? Those are two big elements that I think has been the biggest area of interest for the incoming administration to tackle. And then we're talking from the rural workforce, though, is like, how do we have it as legal immigration? And how do we tackle it from that to meet our workforce needs? And that often will get lumped with the illegal immigration part, and it gets very messy very fast, because there's just, and that's we're just some of those layers, and there's more in between. So that is one of those things where I think we're finding it's to reconfigure the conversation on what's really needed in the farm country side of it for allowing for foreign-born citizens to be part of a legal workforce here in the United States, while understanding there's also efforts to take place on the illegal immigration and border security side. Now, that will still be quite interesting to see, because a lot of things that they want to do will cost money, a lot of money that is not necessarily laying around, and will take need support from Congress to accomplish.
Talking with Cassandra Kubal, Vice President of the Tory Advisory Group. Let's move to the farm bill and lack thereof. Now, of course, with the change in Congress, we've also had changes in leadership in the Senate and the House Ag Committee. Now, here's kind of, while we don't have a new farm bill yet, but here's potentially, I would think, for the upper Midwest, they have representatives in leadership, both from Minnesota, Senator Klobuchar on the Senate side, Congressman Angie Craig on the House side, as minority leaders in both ag committees. That to me sounds like that would be a good thing for us, because we have voices on both sides.
Yeah, I'm excited to see some new leadership at the helm of the ag committees. While it's on the minority side, I understand there's good working relationship across what we call the four corners, so both House and Senate, Republican and Democrat. I think this will give a renewed interest and a little bit of refresher to how we tackle trying to take on the farm bill. We need to reintroduce language. We need to reinvigorate those conversations. The industry, agriculture industry, where we're going to go, those conversations were being had on day one when Congress started back up. As seen many of my colleagues milling about Capitol Hills, introducing members in and welcoming the new ones especially, and saying, you know what, we need to take on that farm bill. And no member said, well, you just need to wait. No, they're like, we absolutely do. I think it's just a matter about finding that key time. And so it's about maintaining that positivity to let's keep this at the forefront of discussions. And so when we do find an opportunity for being able to take it up and move it through the typical legislative process that needs to happen, we can do so successfully.
First 100 days are going to be interesting to watch, to say the least. That's Cassandra Kubal, Vice President of Tory Advisory Group. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A warming trend is expected into the weekend in our ag weather forecast, including chances for record highs on Thursday. Now, very few chances for precipitation are expected over the next 7 days. The best chance is coming on Saturday and Sunday for some scattered rain and snow showers. Next week, though, we could see a big change back to colder temperatures. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs mid-40s, west winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows mid-20s, northwest winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. Tomorrow, sunshine, cooler, highs upper 30s, northwest winds at 5 to 15. For Thursday, sunny, warmer, highs upper 40s to low 50s. For Friday, sunny, cooler, highs mid-30s. Saturday, becoming mostly cloudy, we'll have a 30% chance of rain and or snow in the afternoon. Highs mid-30s. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 40. And for Monday, becoming much colder, partly sunny with a high only near 19. Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Bonsai trees are living works of art. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Growing bonsai takes daily attention, time, and patience, but you'll be rewarded by it for years to come as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Bonsai plants are miniature trees grown in pots and considered a living art form. They can be any plant with a woody stem and tree-like structure. Dave Bogan owns a business called Bogan's Bonsai in Indiana. He says dwarfing the size of a tree involves what's growing both above and below the soil.
The training is not just only in the top or the shape of it. It's the training of the root system so it gets finer. Most people want to say it takes about 10 years to really create a proper bonsai, and that is getting a better root system as well as developing the top and developing the top into a certain shape or look that we want, or the density of the shape.
Roots are trained by the soil they grow in, which is a special mix where the particles are about a quarter inch in size. This creates a lot of air space within the soil, and over time, the root system will naturally become finer and finer. Creating the top shape of a bonsai plant requires pruning and wiring the branches.
Every branch on a tree will become wired so that we can move it and adjust its location. Depending on the species, after a couple of months or even a year, we remove the wire and the branches will stay in those locations. Some trees will be wired numerous times over a several-year period. It's very much so an